This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. Senate race in Alaska has been thrown into turmoil by a list. The state elections division wants to provide voters with a printout of the names of candidates who aren't on the ballot, but who are running as write-ins. It's the first time the state has ever provided such a list, and many Alaskans believe it's really an effort to help incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, who lost the Republican primary and is running for re-election as a write-in. NPR's Martin Kosty reports on the controversy and the protests that erupted yesterday afternoon.
Anger over the write-in list hit full boil yesterday on the popular radio show hosted by conservative Dan Fagan.
All right, 5220750. Here's what we're doing. We're sticking it to the man.
Fagan called on his listeners to rush down to the elections office and sign up to be write-in candidates. He hoped to confuse matters by filling up the hated list with other names, preferably names similar to Senator Lisa Murkowski's.
Oh, I got a Lisa now. Hold on. Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dan. I'm Lisa M. Lackey, and I'm going to go ahead down there right now.
Oh, ho, ho. How do you spell your last name?
Well, my middle initial is M.
And you're gonna put M there.
I'm gonna put M.
Oh, Lisa,
you are
a patriot.
The result was a crush of people at the Anchorage Elections Office right before closing time. At last count, 147 people are now running as write-in candidates for U.S. Senate. Irma Doggett is one of them.
If they provide this information at the polls on any write-in candidate, they've got to put us all on there and let them deal with it.
Doggett supports Joe Miller, the official Republican nominee who has Tea Party backing. Steve Wachowski, spokesman for Lisa Murkowski's campaign, doesn't think much of yesterday's surge of new write-in candidates.
I just think it's really unfortunate that people, Miller supporters, would be trying to clutter the process for people that, quite frankly, may need and ask for assistance. And, it's federal law, the Federal Voting Assistance Act, that people are entitled to assistance should they ask.
The Alaska Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on the legality of the write-in list. Martin Kosty, NPR News.